The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
We're very good today. I like our guests.
I know. You love our guests. We have, for the second week in a row, the Savo Auctioneers. Good morning, Jay Bear and Carlo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us 2 weeks in a row. We appreciate your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to the website, don't forget to check out the webcam. We have done more corners live. There's always something interesting going on there.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. And before we get into our discussion, just please bear with me. It's the 5-year anniversary of my father's death, passing. He passed away December 5th in 2009, and I followed in his footsteps, and he was the founder of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. He also did property insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance over the years. He franchised with the Century 21 system in the late 1970s. So we became a Century 21 franchise then. I admired my dad. He was my teacher. He was my mentor. There were many fine qualities that he possessed. He was a devoted family man, very hardworking. He loved people, and most people loved him. He had the gift of gab, and he had a really great sense of humor. So in memory of him, I want to say that one of the greatest lessons he had ever given me was to press on, and persistence. And when things get tough and rough and I want to quit, I think of him, and there's an inspirational plaque which sits on my wall in the office, and it's titled Press On. It was originally my dad's, and the message is that someone can possess many fine gifts and qualities in life, but persistence is the most essential. And this is something he would continually remind me during his enthusiastic pep talks. And one of the other things he often would say to me is to save my money. Since I was a little girl, he would say, save your money, Jackie, save your money.
Well, and thank God one of us is doing it.
What do I do, Pat? Do
I save all your money?
How do I save money?
You save not buying shoes, that's for sure.
Well, I never carry a purse. I never carry money.
That's right. We go out to dinner. She never has that. You have any money?
Nope. I never carry my purse for a good reason. Mm-hmm. I don't spend money then, so then we have money. So, Dad, I miss you, and thanks for everything that you taught me. And I think, you know, he would be very proud of this radio show because he did have the gift of gab, which I do not have. This is something I really have to work on. But he would be a natural at it, and I think he's, you know, probably looking down on us thinking this is the greatest thing ever, right?
Yep.
All right, the Savo Auctioneers, Jay Bear and Carlo. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the things that are in, the trends that people go for, and what's valuable and what's not these days, and, you know, how you've seen the auction business change over the years. Mm-hmm. And most recently, you're not emphasizing the furniture as much as you are some of the little things, the trinkets, most valuable, military, some 1980s toys.
Guns, coins, jewelry. Yeah, comic books.
And it doesn't have to be fine jewelry.
No.
No, it could be costume.
It could be costume jewelry. Okay. Especially Victorian and Art Deco. That's the hottest right now.
Yeah. You know?
So, this week I thought we would talk about the auction process.
Okay.
From start to finish.
Well, first, I'll preface that with saying that at Savo Auctioneers, we believe the auction business is a service business. So at Savo Auctioneers, we do not purchase items. We sell strictly on a commission basis. And that commission can vary depending upon the type of merchandise or the final selling price of the merchandise. So that's the way we do things. We believe an auctioneer is a broker, someone who takes merchandise from someone under contract and exposes it to the public to create competition to get the most possible for it. So with that being said, the first step is people contact us either by phone or email, and we have to see what they're looking to sell. It might be an entire estate full of stuff. It may be an attic full. It may be a handful of pieces. You know, some of the best loads of merchandise we've ever done have maybe fit in a couple of tubs, you know, when you talk about coins or watches or something like that. So the first step is to come out and take a look, or it's brought to our gallery on one of our free appraisal Mondays. Either way, there's no charge for us to look over the stuff. No charge for us to come out and look. And if we do take the items, we don't charge to pick up. We work strictly on a commission basis. And that goes back to our philosophy of being a service business. So once we evaluate the merchandise and we decide that we can sell it, we have to enter into a contract. In the state of Pennsylvania, auctioneers are governed by the same board of occupational affairs that governs real estate, lawyers, you know, doctors, barbers, stylists. It's all under that wide office in Harrisburg. So we're required to enter into a contract, which explains our services, what's expected of us, what's expected of the seller. It lists our commission schedule, and then we have to take an inventory of what we're going to sell for the person. So the stuff is coming out of a house or whatever, we have to actually write it down so they get a copy of that, and we get a copy, and this way everybody knows exactly what's going on. There's a set contract. That's the preliminary part. And then once it's in our possession, we have to sort it and start advertising, right?
Yeah, we go through the items, and then we sort them as how we feel they're going to bring the most money. So some items will be sold individually, some we group together, some go into what we call a box lot, which is just a large group of items that don't have a major value on their own but can be sold when you place them together. And then from there, we picture the items. So we take a lot of time and photographing the items. We try to showcase all the items of good value. We get pictures of box lots, group lots, things like that, so people know what we have and what it is we're going to sell. And then they go onto our website, AuctionZip, and are advertised for individuals to see and bid.
Yeah, they can get an email from us, saying what's coming up. We have different categories of emails as far as what people are looking for. Some people are looking for just coins. Some are looking for furniture. Some are looking for jewelry. Some just want to be informed about any and all auctions. So we send out emails. We have it set up on our website, like Carlos said, savoauctioneers.com. We're on AuctionZip, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. So then comes auction day. The items are put up, sold to the highest bidder. And then our commissions are taken, and as our contract says, 14 business days after we sell the items for you, your check is mailed out with another invoice showing how everything was sold, how it was set up, final selling price, et cetera. Now, sometimes, most of the time, if we take a load from an estate or from someone, it usually put into one sale. There are times when stuff might get split up. For example, if we have a gun auction, we know what's coming up, and an estate happens to have a handful of guns, we'll tell them, look, we're going to put these guns aside to sell in the firearms auction. Everything else will be in this sale.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we like to group guns, and sometimes we group other things too. But from start to finish, it's a simple process. I guess the most complicated process is actually figuring out what people have that's sellable. But it's something that we do every day, so we know.
Well, you know,
right,
when you see it. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't know as a realtor going in. And the property owner sometimes has no clue. What they think is valuable may not always be valuable. We talked about that last week.
Our biggest enemy in this business is presumptions. People make presumptions based on, unfortunately, reality TV. We've talked about that, too. People make presumptions based on emotion sometimes.
Yes.
And we understand believe me, we understand that you lose a loved one and now you have to deal with their property, whether it's a large property, if it's a lot of stuff, a little stuff. We understand it can be emotional and overwhelming. But our end of it, we look to make sure people don't make a mistake. That's probably the biggest part of our service is don't make a mistake by throwing out the wrong stuff. And
have you go there first, or they can bring it to free appraisal Monday mm-hmm. to your
right. Either way, it's free.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, case in point, the Tuthill picture we sold.
Yeah, on one of our free appraisal Mondays, which we do every Monday, 1 to 7, a lady came in and was going to have a yard sale, and she brought in a chair, I believe.
It was a Victorian butterprint chair.
It was a very common style chair from the 19th century of very little value. But she said, well, I'm going to have a yard sale. Would you come up and look before I have the yard sale? We said, sure. We go up. We go, everything's in the barn. We look through the barn, and most of it's good yard sale material. You know, stuff that's sellable, but not really for auction. And in the corner, in the back of the barn, was a crystal, what's called brilliant cut. A brilliant cut glass pitcher from late 19th century, early 20th century by a company called Tuthill. We spied the picture, the pitcher. I saw it there. I knew it was a piece of brilliant cut. The name was in a hard spot to see, so we didn't realize that till we got it back. We take it back. We look at it. We look it over, and we advertise it. Tuthill, with some damage, had some chips in the feet, a couple chips throughout the pattern. It caught the attention immediately of collectors around the country, and in the end, against our estimate of about $500 to $700, it did $3,600.
Wow!
And it was going in the yard sale. It was going to be there for
$10. She wanted you to look at a chair, yep. And here she had something else.
Yeah, and
amazing.
It was a rare pattern, it wound up. Did it go to Delaware then?
I think. Yes, Delaware.
Yeah, it wound up going to Delaware. It was a harder to find piece of American brilliant cut.
But. People do that all the time. I mean, she was wise enough to come in and talk to us. And, you know, the chair was like an icebreaker. And then she had us come up and take a look at what was really there. A lot of people make the mistake. They'll give us a phone call and they'll ask about, oh, they're Elvis records. And we'll tell them, no, they're worthless. And yes, they are worthless.
They can't get that through their head, can they?
Yeah. Okay. And they get angry and then they go, well, never mind. Then they forget to tell you about the three drawers full of costume jewelry, or the cedar chest full of sterling silver, or the 6, 7, 8 boxes of trains or comic books that are up in the attic. And they're worried about record albums. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do, but people got to get their emotions out of this. It's just stuff, no matter what you're dealing with. And the biggest thing we say to the sellers is you can't fool the buyers.
No.
You can take the worst piece of whatever in the world, and Carlo can take the greatest photograph in the history of photography. If it's worth $3, it's not going to bring more than $3. You can't fool the buyer.
Right. It's just like real estate. They always say location.
It's just like it.
It's just location, location, right. Location. You know, a house that would be worth $400,000 on Long Island is not worth that here in certain neighborhoods. It's the same thing. We don't convince anyone to buy anything. We know they want to buy it.
We just let them know it's there.
So we try. That's what we go to look for in your homes. We are looking for a specific type of merchandise to sell because we know there's a market. We don't walk into a house and go, oh, look at that thing. Maybe somebody will buy it. No, that's totally, totally the wrong end of it.
We know whether we can sell it or not.
Yeah.
We know.
And that's important. Well, may I have your contact information,
sure.
Please?
We are the Savo Auctioneers. We are located at 14 Kennedy Drive in Archbold. Our phone number at our gallery is 570-876-8100, or visit us on the web at savoauctioneers.com.
And free appraisal Mondays from 1 to 7?
Every Monday at our gallery. The only Mondays we're not there is Memorial Day and Labor Day. And if Christmas would happen to fall on a Monday or something, we actually wouldn't be there. But
sure.
You know, we're
most
there.
Most Mondays you're there.
We're there pretty much every Monday.
And it's the Savo Auctioneers that are doing the free appraisal Monday, not John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company. That was misunderstood the last time I had you guys on. People were convinced to call our office and get a free appraisal. No, we're not offering a free
appraisal.
Yeah,
bring appraisal. The house up to
Archibald.
To the Savos. Yeah.
You can get the house.
Well, I'll bring like a shingle or a piece of the gutter or something. That's all we need.
Is that all? And you'll be able to tell.
We can divine the rest.
All right.
That's from a tutor.
Pat, would you like to review some listings, please?
Yes, we have a very nice three-bedroom home located at 338 North Lincoln Avenue in Scranton for $79,000. This home has a covered front porch, hardwood, and carpeted floors. It also has a nice level lot with a fenced-in yard and a one-car garage and a motivated seller. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom with a garage in Scranton, give us a call about 338 North Lincoln Avenue for only $79,000, and that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney.
Hi, I'm Patrick Devaney.
From Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We are your neighbor, your friend. We are your real estate professionals. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping you buy and sell homes for many generations. Check out jready.com, like us on Facebook, and listen every Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11:30 for the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Happy Holidays.
Welcome back. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning. You forgot where we were for a minute there, didn't
you? I did. How did you know? You could tell by just looking at me. That's what married life is like, right?
That's
we
wonderful.
Read each other's minds.
Lovely.
Yes. We have the Savo Auctioneers with us today, Jay, Bear, and Carlo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First half of the show, we talked about the auction process. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know, from start to finish, if you came out to look at my things today, what would we be looking at in terms of how far off would an auction be?
Well, it all depends. It depends on where you fall on our schedule. At the least amount, usually it's 2 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks. At the
Really?
Yeah. The longest people can wait sometimes is maybe 4 to 6 weeks. It depends on the type of merchandise you have. It could be as little as a week to 2 weeks. It could be as much as maybe 4 to 6 weeks. It depends. For example, if we had a firearm sale scheduled for, say, 2-3 months from now, we know we're going to do firearms and that, and you had it, and you came out now with firearms, well, yeah, you're going to wait till that sale. But if you had just a general mix of stuff, say you had a bunch, you had some toys, you had some jewelry, it was a wide variety of stuff, and we know we have a sale that we could put it in, say, in 2 weeks, well, then we can get it into that auction. The biggest thing is advertising time. Most things, the need 4, 5, 7 days of advertising. Some things need several weeks. So it depends on the type of merchandise. But nobody waits months and months and months.
See, that's what I thought you were going to tell me. Months and months and months.
No. No. It the most usually is at most 2 months. But that's for very specialized merchandise like guns or military stuff when we know we have one scheduled that far in advance.
Well, we had neighbors that had an auction that lived next to us, and they came in and they took their stuff. They did not give them an inventory. They had to chase them for the money. It was terrible. And I wish, you know, that's why I always refer you guys, because you guys do things by the book. You do it right.
Yeah. Technically speaking, following the auction laws, if you have an auctioneer come in, they should be giving you an inventory of what it is they're taking. There should be a contract. That's all part of the legal process with us. They should maintain an escrow account. You should be able to ask them. You should be able to ask them to see their license if you wanted to. We are governed by laws just like every other professional in the state that has a license. So there's certain things they should be doing.
I'd also like to point out, and we've said it several times about handling firearms, we do handle guns. We are licensed firearms dealers. We are federally licensed. We are licensed by the state. We're licensed by the county and by the local municipality in Archbold. And that's what it takes to sell firearms. Those are the four entities that have to approve you to sell firearms. So we are licensed to take possession, sell firearms. We do background checks at the gallery when we have a gun auction. And just a note, anyone that takes possession of your firearms that you are looking to sell needs to be a licensed dealer.
My friend, his father died. He had a gun that he had from World War II. He doesn't know where the gun came from.
Should I be afraid to?
No. No. In Pennsylvania, and actually in most of the country, there's this thing called direct descendancy. So if your grandfather served in World War II and he passes away and the gun comes down to you, it can go to any direct family member, grandson, son, brother, uncle, niece, nephew, you legally own that firearm. And the other thing is that if you're going to sell it, well, once you give it to us, it gets logged into our books. And it only gets sold to two types of people, either another licensed dealer with a verified license or someone who passes a background check. That's, yeah, just a regular everyday guy. So.
And yeah, there's this myth, and I have no idea where it came from, that firearms have paperwork that you're supposed to have for them. There's
like a car, like there's a pink slip or something.
There's no such thing. Even if you buy one today, you buy a handgun, they do give you a slip that says you pass the background check. You do not need that to sell a firearm. You just need the firearm, and then we log it in our book. And then if you obtained it legally, then there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
How far do you go? Your territory in Northeast PA?
Well, we go beyond Northeastern Pennsylvania. In fact, our website will tell you to Central Pennsylvania. Usually on an everyday basis, it's within 100 miles, but we go farther than that.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We've been to Baltimore, to Southern Jersey, Northern Jersey, upstate New York
City.
So what do? You take, if there are belongings there that you're interested in and you know that you can auction, do you do it on site or do you bring it back here?
We normally don't do on-site auctions anymore. That's usually it's logistically impossible. Most people don't have enough space to hold an auction on their property. 99.9% of the time it gets brought back to our gallery.
So you do the transporting?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. But you're not a clean-out company. You don't take everything. You choose what you think you can sell, what you know you can sell.
Right, to our clientele. It's not, yeah.
Yeah, it's the days of cleaning out an estate are sort of long gone. There was a time you could sell everything in the home. Buyers have become very particular in what they want to buy, and that's what drives our market. It's not what we put out there to get them to buy. It's what we know they want to buy. They don't want to buy sofas. We don't move sofas because if you can't sell it, you can't sell it. It's a very specific business, and it's very much buyer-driven.
And quite frankly, we don't get paid to move anything. We only make money when we sell the items. We work strictly on a commission basis. So we're only going to move items we know we can sell to our clientele. Are there companies out there that will do cleanouts? Yeah, probably, but most of those, and if you really do the research and look at other people's websites, almost every other auction company in the area charges to move stuff. They will actually charge a pickup fee, and we don't. So, we have to...
You have to pick and choose.
And we know our clientele, and we try to cater to a different clientele, and because, again, we only make money if we sell an item for you. We don't charge you to come out and look at the stuff. We don't charge you to put it on the truck. We don't charge you to set it up. We don't charge you to advertise it. We only make money once it's sold and we can take our commission. So,
how many auctions a week do you do?
A week?
Yes.
We do two to three a month.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a tremendous amount of prep time for every auction. So the schedule permits two to three a month.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, first half of the show, you mentioned how a woman had you come out to look at a piece that she thought was valuable before she conducted a yard sale, garage sale. And you wound up going out, and that particular piece wasn't of any value, but there was something else there. So I think it's worth mentioning that anybody that wants to, because yard sales and garage sales are usually very popular spring, summer, fall, and people like to conduct their own. Mm-hmm. But if they have a lot of stuff, they may not realize that what they're selling for 50 cents might actually be worth a lot more.
Yeah, it's one of our biggest struggles, I guess, is to not people not put things in the yard sale or call us after they have the yard sale.
Actually, if people call us after they conduct the yard sale, we will not go out.
Yeah,
because the answer is no.
They claim that everybody bought the junk and they left me with the good stuff. Nah, it didn't happen that way. The yard sale buyers are very savvy.
They know.
Most of those people do it as a part-time business, buying things from individuals who have yard sales. Because it's... Some people, I think, get upset because they feel like they're stupid when you tell them that, no, this is very valuable and the thing you've been holding on to is no value at all. It's not a question of being smart because it is not an obvious business in any way, shape, or form.
It's a matter of experience.
Yeah. The strangest pieces can be very valuable. For example, we sold a radio out of a woman's home. The attic was filled with radio parts, and radios are very popular at auction, so we just grabbed all of it. When we got it back, we started sorting it out, and we said, oh, this piece goes with that old radio. And they were very old radios. Well, there happened to be a tuner from what's called a crystal radio, which is one of the very first types of radios ever invented. We weren't really sure what it was going to bring because it was a very rare piece, hard to get information on. Well, the gentleman from Switzerland wound up purchasing it for $3,500, much to the surprise of the lady who owned it, who thought we were a little crazy because we took all the junky radio. And that was on top of many other radios that did quite well that evening.
And the buyer from Switzerland was actually at the sale.
Yeah, he came to the sale specifically to buy that piece, and he had a lot of competition on it. So that's what we do. We find those strange things. We know they're there. We know what to look for and then market them. And again, we weren't entirely certain what the price was going to be at the end, but we knew it had to be advertised because we knew it was a good piece.
Yeah, and that's the caution of running yard sales, is that it's not a question of being smart or stupid. It's a question of being experienced. And we've spent many, many years building a reputation and a clientele, and we know how to get them there. So,
once again, may I have your contact information?
Sure. We are the Savo Auctioneers. We are located at 14 Kennedy Drive in Archbold. Our phone number at the gallery is 570-876-8100. You can visit us on the web at savoauctioneers.com.
Thank you for 2 weeks in a row of fabulous discussion. We enjoyed our time with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review two listings, please?
Yes, we have a charming Cape Cod, a three-bedroom on an acre and a quarter of land with a two-car garage at 6 Maple Street in Nicholson for $169,000. This home has a beautiful pond in the rear with a screened-in gazebo and a fountain. The home has just been updated with new electrical and plumbing. The oversized garage has electric heat and water. So if you're looking for a beautiful Cape Cod-style home, give us a call about 6 Maple Street in Nicholson with the beautiful ponds for only $169,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office. Also in Troop, we have a great deal on a two-bedroom home at 146 Brick Street for only $69,000. This home sits on a very large level lot that is almost 200 feet deep. The home has been very well maintained with a newer roof, newer vinyl siding, replacement windows, and newer exterior doors. It also has a newer natural gas furnace with baseboard hot water heating. So if you're looking for a two-bedroom in Troop, give us a call about 146 Brick Street for only $69,000, and that's listed by John Pendrack of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have the multi-list statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors for multi-investment properties, the multi-family dwellings. Median list price year-to-date is $99,900. That's up 1.42%. The median sales price is $72,000, and that's up 43%. Price ranges that saw the greatest difference since last year at this time is the $80,000 to $90,000 range. That's up 150%. And the $200,000 to $250,000 price range is up 200%. The $300,000 to $400,000 range is up 100%. So is the $500,000 plus, up 100%. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.